T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Matt, what's the group saying?
So this is a group of small business advocates. They say that Amazon has an inherent conflict of interest. You know, they sell their own stuff on their website. They also host third-party sellers. And for these small businesses, they say that's just too much ability to kind of reach from one pot into the other and kind of unfairly compete with small sellers on its platform and brick-and-mortar businesses.
Are some of their sellers among those people?
No, they are. No, this is a group of you know, frankly, a lot of pretty long-time critics of the company. I mean, there's not a whole lot of newness in them raising concerns about Amazon. I think what's new here is kind of they're seeking to influence Congress, kind of seeing this antitrust moment going on in Washington, D.C., and trying to make their voice heard there in a unified way.
Small businesses say they're in an even weaker position against Amazon because of the pandemic.
That's right. You know, Amazon is declared an essential business. You know, throughout the United States, they kept on humming as usual, even as a lot of brick and mortar establishments had to close. There's a real fear among some of the small business advocates I talked to on this story today that they're gonna struggle coming out of this thing, right? Facing some well entrenched big box stores and rivals like Amazon, who did face the same set of challenges during the pandemic.
You know, in some ways, Amazon's even accused of exploiting the small businesses because some of these businesses will start selling something. Amazon will keep an eye on how they do it, you know, all the metrics around it, and then Amazon will make the product themselves and start selling it.
Yeah, that's right. Amazon's been accused of, you know, looking at individual seller data on its own marketplace to kind of find what's a hot seller and copy that. You know, they deny they do that intentionally. They say they look at data only in the aggregate, but this has been a consistent headache for them the last year. Just, you know, consumers seeing popular products prop up suddenly as Amazon brands is not a good look for the company. Mm.
Big tech has been drawing a lot of scrutiny from legislators. Do you think they're willing and ready to do anything specifically to Amazon?
There are certainly proposals floating around that would hammer Amazon in particular. They were a big part of the focus of an antitrust committee report last year that recommended a lot of policy prescriptions. And we haven't seen that, seen any indication out of the Biden administration which way they're going to go on that. But, you know, it's certainly antitrust season in D.C.
I imagine that Amazon has an army of lawyers.
No, indeed. And then they've done some hiring up in anticipation of, you know, just this kind of scrutiny. You know, a lot of folks with experience in government straddle that kind of policy and lobbying line. So they're definitely, you know, both that and their public relations machine are gearing up for a long fight on this.
So while they've got that fight taking place in Washington, wouldn't it be a good time to perhaps do better by its employees, you know, stop making them pee in bottles and the like?
Speaking of Amazon controversies in the last week, you know, they've also stuck up, you know, pretty consistently for the way they treat their workers. They talk about their $15 an hour minimum wage. They talk about their benefits, you know, but again, for progressive politicians kind of pushing the envelope on that, that's not enough. And, you know, as you noted, they have plenty of stories of, you know, workers having to pee in bottles on delivery routes to show Amazon to say, hey, you guys can still do better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.